Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. So, Ruth, do you have all your fingers or did they fall off?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3.
Take inventory.
A while back, we were talking on a Friday about the cold weather, and we had people calling up saying, oh, yeah, I have this condition when it gets cold. My fingers, like, get all weird.
They turn white.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they're going to fall off.
Right.
Like freeze.
What's it?
They flash freeze.
Flash
they
freeze.
Flash freeze.
Yep. Right.
It turns out Ruth has this same condition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And person after person, first it was like four women in a row, and then we started getting guys calling in. It's a weird
Someone said
thing.
They had it with their feet.
With their feet?
Yeah.
With their toes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just said fingers, though.
Yeah. You're a finger person.
I'm a finger person. Right.
Those are fine.
Yeah. What's it called? Raynaud?
Raynaud's. Raynaud's syndrome. Mm-hmm.
So what happens?
If I'm out and it's cold, or if it's... Usually if it's also damp and cold, I'll just notice that my fingers will start to go completely numb, and they'll just go white.
Like quickly?
Very quickly.
Just like, poof, done.
Yes. Like holding like ice cream or cold beer or something.
Oh,
yeah. Even if I drink very cold, like a cold beverage, like very, very cold, I'll feel it start coming and it'll come on.
You like seize up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. An ice statue.
And then to get them to
You're a person
back,
who could use a cooler.
And then I'll have to hold
or
them
a coolie.
Under.
Right.
Not a cooler.
Cozy.
Or either one.
Right. Cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Cozy.
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 Yeah.
All right. We're getting it.
We got there.
Yeah. My drinks never get that warm. They're right. Gone already.
You're boozy.
Yes.
You don't need the koozie.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Well, one person said they called in and said they were afraid to walk down the frozen food aisle of the supermarket because their fingers start to freeze while they're walking down the aisle.
They have to
was that you?
Fast.
Or was it the.
No, someone did call in, but it's happened to me as well. Mm hmm.
Do they get all stiff? Like, can you use them fully, or do they start to, like, not operate correctly?
No, they're numb. I can't feel anything.
So
I'll go and try to get something out of my bag, and I'll be dropping things all over the place. Yeah.
So you have to know which Ben and Jerry's you want immediately before you get there. Now, on Cherry Garcia, grab it. Off you go.
It's like the Batman movie with Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody chew.
Right, you can't even tie your shoes.
Right.
That could be bad.
Yeah.
Although, if your drink gets warm, you put your finger in there. Cool stuff
hey,
for me.
Would you mind sticking your fingers in my drink?
That'd be a cool power to have. Unfortunately, it's not what Raynaud says. You can't touch things and make them freeze.
Like a James Bond villain, she's dead finger.
Right.
Elsa.
Dead finger!
I'm surprised I haven't seen one of those stupid drug ads for this condition yet.
Raynaud's.
Yeah.
I thought I was like everyone else, until one day I was out in the cold and three of my fingers fell off. I scooped them up and went to see my doctor. He said that I have Raynaud's, a condition in which smaller arteries that supply blood to the skin constrict excessively in response to cold, limiting blood supply to the affected area. He recommended that I start taking Decevo. I didn't want to be another person in a stupid drug ad where I'd have to dance around a fountain or pretend to enjoy hanging out with my family, so I didn't take his advice. Then one day, I was walking through the frozen food section of my supermarket, and my pinky fell off. That's when I started taking Decevo. And now I enjoy every day of my six-finger life. I even made a snowman.
There go the fingers.
Uh-oh.
Side effects may include a lower ability to fight serious, sometimes fatal infections and diseases like cancer, lymphoma, kidney failure, serious allergies or worsening heart failure, nausea, dry mouth, itchy or flaky genitals, diarrhea, leaky ass syndrome, mouth sores, or loss of hair. Additional side effects may include gambling, drowsiness, nightmares, hallucinations, an urge to go dwarf tossing, or give your pets mohawks.
Don't forget, necrotizing fasciitis of the perineum.
Before taking Decevo, please see a doctor. In some extremely rare cases, side effects include shoplifting and urges to tongue kiss your grandmother.
Okay.
Maybe just deal with the frozen fingers.
Yes, yeah, frozen fingers would
be easier. Fingers anyway? Yeah, anyway. So.
That would be a difficult problem if you lost your thumb and then had to go hitchhiking.
Yeah, seriously.
Does anyone even hitchhike anymore?
I haven't seen it. Pre-pandemic, maybe I've seen it, but not since.
Yeah. Uber kind of fixed that problem.
Yeah, really.
That's true.
Yep. No need.
Yeah, if you can't afford an Uber ride, maybe... I don't want to pick you up.
Right.
We had a church collapse last week in New London, and luckily no one died. happened when there was one person in the building. They were in the back end of the building, so they were able to just walk right out.
It's a miracle, actually.
But if you could imagine a massive, massive structure made of stone just coming down, the noise, the dust,
vibration, everything.
All of that. It feels like an earthquake.
Had to have.
And, you know, being close to that and calling 911, I mean, you're going to be rattled.
Yes.
So the 911, they just released all of the calls that they received. Here's a little montage.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
The church on St. Pierre Road just fell down, and it's all over the place, please. We need fire department. We need,
She sounds pretty calm.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
In charge.
Yeah. Right. Maybe she knocked it over.
She said it's all over the place. That church that was in one spot is now in multiple spots.
Not wrong.
No.
Based on the image I saw. I mean, not wrong.
No.
Rumor has it she was leaning against the wall tying her shoe. God damn it.
You know, it would have been weird if you're standing outside the building and you sneeze and a building comes down.
That'd have been cool.
For the rest of your life, you think that maybe.
Oh, no.
I'm a superhero. Flick a cigarette out the window. Ah, Jesus.
The church on State Street in New London just collapsed.
Okay. What's the address?
Okay.
35 Main Street.
35 Union? Okay.
She already knows the address.
That way. Thank you.
She's multiple calls in at this point.
You can hear the ringing in the background.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can hear. They're all coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, she seems pretty together. She's getting these people on and off.
Yeah.
Because I think she's waiting to get a call from inside, like I'm trapped inside.
Yeah.
So all of these people who are outside, it's like, okay, we got it. They're on their way.
We know.
Let's just keep taking these calls.
Yeah.
Are you calling in regards to the church?
Yeah.
Are you inside? Are you inside?
No.
Okay,
yeah, she just asked. These are a little stingy.
Yeah.
But she just asked, are you inside?
No. Yeah. Okay. Right. Thank you. Yep. We got it.
Get off the phone. Yeah.
That's pretty much what she said.
Get off the phone.
You know, it's good that these people are calling, though, because you always assume that everyone else is calling.
Yeah.
So it's good that they're calling.
Right.
That's the right thing.
Get the phone.
That would actually be a funny reaction.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
35 Union Street.
The church right next to
the church. Were you inside of the church?
No, I'm not.
Okay, we have services on the way. Thank you.
Yeah, are you inside? No, goodbye.
Go to the phone.
Yeah.
Next.
No time for, we gotta find if somebody's really in trouble.
We know, fell down. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she realizes how bad it is. And now the people who are showing up on scene, they want to know if someone's inside.
Yeah.
So they need to know from her. You're like, yeah, we got a call from inside, and we're going to patch you through so that you can talk us through this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Have you ever had to call 911?
Just on myself, you know, an accident. That's about it.
Wait, what?
I had an accident.
Oh, you had a car accident?
Car accident, yes.
Oh,
I had the call, yeah.
All right.
I called once. There was a desk chair and an upside-down computer table in the middle of, like, 95.
Oh,
wow.
It was just like, it was clearly like somebody was, like, taking it somewhere. I don't know if it was a...
Yeah,
it
fell out the back of a truck.
A dump run or, like, if they just moved.
Yeah.
It just wasn't tied down right. So I called him, like, I'm on 95 right now. Like, is this about the chair? I'm like, yep, and the table.
Right.
She's like, yeah, we got both. I'm like, great. Goodbye.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it. Don't pull over. Don't try to get it.
Yeah,
professionals do it. They have lights. They can stop traffic.
Right.
And I had to call once for a deer that had been hit. The guy that hit it, like, took off, and the deer was just in the middle of the road.
Oh.
So they're like, wait there. I was like, okay. And then they were inspecting my vehicle to see if I hit the deer.
Oh.
I was like, no, I just found it. They're like, oh, okay, that's normally not the case. I was like, yep, you can go now. Like, goodbye.
I called for an owl.
Oh. An owl in a row?
Owl.
Yeah, I'm sure we will find that
in
soon.
The rotary?
In no rotary?
No.
I don't know why I'm talking like that.
An owl in the rotary.
I'm speaking slowly so she can understand me.
Right.
I saw an owl in the middle of a rotary, which is weird. I felt like it was in danger.
Yo, ooh, that is Chaz. In the rotary.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
I'm at the Honeybee Store, the church, the St. James Church.
Wow, she didn't even, because she said, I'm at the Honeybee. It's like, goodbye.
Right. Gone.
That means you're outside of that church.
You're safe. Stay there.
Yeah. One of the things that I take from this is that whoever runs that the sound for them needs to dial.
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
A little hot.
And she can stop shouting.
Well, she's very excited
maybe
right
she
now.
She has to pee.
She is thinking that she's potentially sitting on a disaster. Like church just fell in on people, and this could be a day she remembers for the rest of her life.
Or her lunch just arrived and she wants to eat while it's hot.
There is that.
Well, okay, we have services on the way, buddy. Thank you. 911,
what's the location of your emergency? It's on the corner of...
Come on, dude.
Dude. It's right on State Street. It's a church across the street from City Hall in New London.
Yeah.
The church just collapsed.
The whole church collapsed?
These calls aren't in order.
Oh, I was going to say.
I think that's a different responder. I don't think that's the same one.
But this one, you have to know by now. No, if you're a 911 operator, that like three people down from you.
Yeah. Maybe they're in the same building, and that was her first call.
I thought she was setting them up like, duh.
Oh, wait. What's that?
Wait. A church brother? Really? Duh.
Okay, because you're like the 108th person to call, okay?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, way to go, Sherlock. Where the hell were you?
Yeah, this sounds like a whole different atmosphere. It sounds like either the first call or the first call this person's getting.
Yeah. To come.
Okay. What do you see?
Like it, the entire church fell down onto State Street and upon itself. I don't know if people are in it, but they probably would not survive if they are.
Okay.
Mr. Positive.
Okay. So what's your name?
He's being honest. Right. Like if there's people in there,
right.
You got mass casualties.
You know, there's always hope, sir. There's always hope. It's a church. Miracles do happen.
Yeah. No, he was right about that, too.
Yeah.
If there were people in that, would have been...
Dunsky. Catastrophe.
Yep. Oh.
Yep. Juice.
Oh, my God. We'd have news crews from every news outlet from around the world in New London right now, still. Ugh.
All right, that's a runaway right now.
What's that?
Runaway right now, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
What? The dude's like, what's that? Like, just get off the phone.
Get off the phone.
You can hear the other operator going through call after call while she's still on with this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So one is rifling through. She already knows.
Yeah.
Right. And then this one's like, what's that?
Right. Can you spell it, please?
Right.
How are you?
To her, it's still a bright and beautiful day.
Right. Right. The other one's like pulling her hair out.
Things are turning now.
Pulling her hair at lunch, getting cold.
911, what's location of your emergency?
Okay, now she's picking it up.
The church on State Street done blew up. Send somebody, hurry up.
Yes.
It sounds like the same lady from the other.
It done blew up.
It sounds like it's the same lady, no?
Right.
I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it's not. But it sounds like the first lady, like, hey, I'm still waiting.
That was the redneck report. It done blew up. Just let it, cable guy.
Can you back that up a little bit? These are the 911 calls received after the church call.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
35 Union Street.
This is the church. The church right next to
the church. Were you inside of the church?
No, I'm not.
Okay, we have services on the way. Thank you.
How far did you back it up?
Just need to go back a little bit.
Back
to the dumb blow-up lady.
Yeah, we just want to hear the dumb blowing up.
I don't know if people are in it, but they probably would not survive if they are.
Yeah, there we go.
My name is Donald.
Hi, Donald. Right,
no one cares.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
The church on State Street done blew up. Send somebody, hurry up.
Yes, right away. What exactly did you hear and see?
That's a good question, because this is the first... This is the first person to say it blew up.
It blew up, yeah.
Right. And so, like, these people are very good. Like, normally we hear the 911 operators.
It's a different detail.
Yeah. It's like, okay, wait, what did you see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in the bathroom. It done blew up.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Ma'am, we're on our way. I understand, but the building has collapsed. Did you see smoke or an explosion, or did it just collapse?
Okay. It looked like smoke. This is okay. Smoke I'm smelling.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, thank you very much. We're on our way.
Okay, hold on.
You smoke him in the ass.
There was a guy who owns a deli down the street, and he said it was just this huge plume of smoke, but not smoke, dust.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until that cleared up that they saw what had happened.
Right? Oh, man.
So they just heard a big noise. They come out into the street, and it's just
cloud.
Yep. Just a cloud. And you're in that dust.
Like
you
filth.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Centuries old dust.
As it cleared, he was able to see the church.
The worst part. Just
unbelievable.
I mean, a souffle, it fell.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah. How's it going?
Hey, you're on.
Oh, I love to hear that. Oh, Ron, how's your morning going today?
How much have you had to smoke so far?
None yet. Two packs deep.
Okay.
Were you under the rubble?
Is there anything we could do for you?
Give me a banging song to get me through the day.
Banging song.
All right.
We'll find something banging.
Okay, here you go.
I'm going to dig up. Hold on a second. Okay.
I don't know. Kind of bubble.
They have a whole different thing going on. All right. Back to the 911 calls.
Location of your emergency.
Yes, ma'am. I am outside of 281 State Street, and I'm looking right over at the Inn Gage in Heaven.
Yes.
Church and the...
No, you're not. You're looking at a pile of rock right now.
Yeah.
Yes, we do have other calls, and we're all on our way. Did you hear anything else? Did you see any smoke or any fire?
Nope. I just saw it just drop.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Just starting to ask a little bit more about.
Oh, yeah. Now she's had that explosion word, so now she's asking specifically.
Yeah. She heard blew up, and now she's like,
it's a rehab facility.
Potential eyewitnesses here. Yeah.
Them blew up.
I wonder how much training you have to, go through to become a 911 operator. I mean, I'm not making fun of these people who called in, but we pick out how the call could have been different. Wait till you hear my owl call.
Okay.
Very simple. Couldn't even do it. And I'm a broadcaster. Right. So, I can't even say anything about these people.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They did a great job.
They did.
John.
Yeah, I had to call in a car accident, a Lamborghini weaving in and out of heavy traffic in Northern Virginia on one of the worst highways in the country.
Oh, you made a 911 call?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
So I call in and say, okay, this guy was weaving in and out. He crashed and spun out into the Jersey Wall and caught on fire. And the 911 operator, she's like, oh, we got that. And she goes, hold on, did you say it was on fire? I said, yeah, caught fire. You could see flames shooting out of the scene. And she goes, oh, that's new. It's pretty funny.
Wow. I'm going to get there faster now.
So no, we got to call fire now. So I guess
I'm surprised she didn't say, what's a Jersey Wall?
Right.
We're in Virginia.
What's a Lamborghini? Is that some kind of pasta?
Yeah, it looked like a brand new one. And the license plate basically worked out to no diploma. And it's going to be working out to no car and no cash.
Still paying off, yes.
Wait, the license plate was like code for it, no diploma?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I remember it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So we can't drive.
Yeah. What was that? No diploma from driving school?
It could have been. Who knows? It was actually two of them came on, and they were. It was. I don't know. You probably don't know. Route 66 out of DC into Virginia, but it was heavily congested, and they're just weaving in and out of traffic at high speed. Right. And he caught the rear end of somebody and just spun out.
That's it. Yep.
Man.
Yep.
You know, it's funny. I hate to say this, but when I see someone driving like that, I'm like, I hope I come up around the corner and see them on the side.
We all think that. We all do that.
I just want to see a pull over.
We all do that.
But I kind of secretly...
Not killed, but just...
Yeah, just like...
damage a vehicle.
Just a little bit.
Vehicle's
like,
damaged.
Screw you.
And you look like a dumbass.
Oh. Yeah. This was damaged. Parts were flying.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
They weren't made for impact.
No.
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 No. So, all right, John. Thank you, man. Here's the sound of Richard Marx on stage. The clip is him doing this, one of his love songs. You know who Richard Marx is, by the way?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, nothing. Big popular artist.
Yeah, big songwriter, this and that. Generally a nice guy.
Known for his, like, love-type songs.
Yeah, really mellow. So you'll hear this song that he's performing, and someone's talking through it, and then you'll hear him pop off on the person. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Springfield's on stage with him.
Yeah.
And they're performing together.
Right.
Manners, lady.
Do not kiss my friend off. Yeah, it's kind of wild. That happens sometimes. I was in a place where there was a bar in the back, and I was doing my father's chair, and there was like four people at the bar just having a chat away. I'm going to come to your work, and I'm going to pee on your desk while you're working. All right.
Have you ever been at a concert and saw an artist go off?
I mean, I do a lot of shows with Pat Oates, so I've seen him rain destruction on so many...
No, but that's part of the show.
Yeah,
you expect that when you go to Pat.
Well, if somebody's, like, drunk and they're interrupting
the show...
No,
I mean, like a musician.
Yeah, like a concert
show. Cause yeah, because you do stand-up, so you're going to see that kind of thing all the time.
Yeah,
like a musician. Have you seen a musician? Because that's when it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Typically, they come out and they do their songs, and they say, thank you very much, and here's a song from our second album.
Right.
No, I've never heard a musician yelling at the audience. I mean... I do music performance, too, and usually I'm apologizing to the audience.
What you just did?
Sorry you had to sit through that.
Sorry about that. I saw, what's his name, Yngwie Malmsteen go off screaming about the place he was at. You know, I am Yngwie Malmsteen, I do not
on
think
stage?
That. But he was right by the stage, when he was going off.
Oh, yeah.
He was about to go on.
So he shows up at the Village Pub.
Yeah.
And he realizes this is a small venue. It's not a Toad's Place.
Right. Great place.
It's like a mini Toad's Place of that area.
Exactly.
It's a great music venue.
Great place. And he just was not happy at all. And he just started yelling and screaming. He's like pounding his own joke. I am Yngwie J. Malmsteen. I do not play Dirtbag Bar.
I don't play Dirtbag Bar.
I do not play Dirtbag Bar.
They should have made that a sign and had that next to the stage forever.
Right.
Change the name of the venue to Dirtbag Bar.
If you saw an artist, a music artist, pop off on stage, call it in 203-882-9757. I don't know if it was popping off, but I saw the Black Crowes opening for ZZ Top at the New Haven Coliseum.
Right.
And they came out, and the tour was sponsored by Miller Lite.
Okay.
And it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it was on the tickets, it was in the commercials.
Couldn't miss it.
It
was them, yeah.
It was on
the brand,
know,
was everywhere.
On the walls, and they came out, and he just went off for like, it felt like 10 minutes, it was probably three, about corporate sponsorships and how rock and roll's selling out, and on and on and on. Two shows later, Black Crowes kicked off the tour.
Huh.
I'm sure Miller Lite didn't like the rant.
Right. Brought to you by Miller Lite.
Yeah.
That was Patrick Lite.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yeah, Ben, how are you?
Hey, good morning. So, yeah, you guys just jogged my memory for Ryan Adams in Waterbury over the summer. It was in August, and the dude had a complete meltdown on stage. He was off, like, the whole night, and at the end, someone screamed out Summer of 69, like, just to mess with him.
Uh-huh.
And, like, if it was me, I would have just played the song and, like, been playful about it, and he went off. He went on this whole tirade about his sobriety and his spiritual journey and how people like him are. He even asked, like, he's like, you want to fight? Like, I'll jump in the audience right now, say it to my face.
I mean, wow. He's usually very nice and very funny on stage.
This was, yeah, he was having a night. He was having a bad day.
He's a perfectionist.
Yeah.
He's really, so, yeah. Like, if he was having an off night, he was, by the time he got to this, he was unraveled.
There are a million things that had already pissed him off.
He was ready to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so what? Was this that point in his career where he's wearing, like, the silk suits and had his hair slicked back and he wasn't addressing, like, a lot of his hits? He was playing this new music and he, like, reinvented himself.
This is last year, I think, like, he said.
Did you say last year?
Well, this was in August at the Palace Theater.
The last year,
Ryan Adams. Yeah.
Wait, and Brian Adams at the Palace Theater? He was playing Mohegan Sun.
No, Ryan. Ryan.
Oh, Adams. A different artist.
Ryan.
Got it.
Yeah, that's what
all right.
Ryan Adams.
Who the hell's that Ryan detail?
Right, okay. Summer of 69.
That's why I got so mad.
Right. How many times do you think people said you should just change your name?
Right, yeah. Ryan Smith.
Ryan J. Adams.
Yeah, right.
Add a letter.
Right.
Add a letter. Do something different.
Yeah. Right.
So that just ticked him off because, you know, someone screams out Summer of 69 just to mess with him.
Right.
Hilarious.
And he slipped out. He
this
said,
makes
you know,
more sense
come up
now.
On stage. Yeah, say it to my face. I mean, if it was me, I would have just played the song, you know, had fun with it. But
right.
Anyway,
yeah.
You know. So, yeah, 10 minutes later, and then he didn't do an encore. He just threw his guitar down and walked off stage, and that was it.
Who the hell is Ryan Adams?
Oh.
I don't even know who he is.
Sad,
I've
no
seen
idea.
Him about a half dozen times, and he's had multiple fits on stage.
Well,
really?
It's part of his shtick.
I guess. I mean, he had one of those situations where he was in the New York Times for gaslighting Mandy Moore or something. So I think ever since then, he's just been real bitter because he got semi-canceled. But, I mean, he's a good musician. But, yeah, he's known to be just like a baby on stage. You know, any little thing goes wrong.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He looks kind of off.
Yeah.
He looks like someone who you'll picture going off.
Yep. Well, anyway, guys, have a good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Randy and Shelton.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
We saw Candlebox at the Webster Theater, but it was in the Webster Underground, which is their bar in the front.
Uh-huh.
And the lead singer flipped out. Who the hell booked us? What are we even doing here? In the middle of playing songs and walked off the stage and left.
In the song,
of the show.
During the song, they put an F in front of it.
Who the hell's the lead singer of Candlebox? We met him.
Was it one of those dirt bag bars?
I'm
sure it wasn't the Village Pub.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Who's the lead singer, Candlebox? Nobody?
I'm looking it up. I don't know it.
Yeah,
I hear them all the time. I did the thing
with him at the...
Yeah, at Little Pub.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Kevin Martin?
You know the song You? I'm guessing put an F in front of that one.
He must go through that a lot. Like, hey, I'm Kevin Martin.
Right. Who?
Who?
Right.
Candlebox?
Oh, no, we have light bulbs.
No, we're good.
Kevin Martin.
He was a very nice guy.
No,
they were all really great to work with,
having
too.
A bad day.
He was having a bad day. Yes. Andre and Derby.
I'll tell you, two that happened real quick. They both happened at Toad's Place. So one time I was sitting there, and we were watching Ronnie James Dio, and he's singing Rainbow in the Dark to the crowd. And something happened, something in the audience, somebody was causing a bunch of problems. He started pointing to the guy and changed the lyrics to A-hole in the crowd.
Nice. You're an A-hole in the crowd.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
That's awesome.
And he wound up getting a guy thrown out. So the second one that happened was even better. So Bruce Dickinson was playing. He was on a solo tour. And at one point, I guess some guy tried jumping on stage. And Bruce, during the middle of the song, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, "You get on this stage one more time, my son, and I'll rip your head off." And he started screaming.
Did he hit him over the head with the guitar like Keith Richards?
And he could do it, man. Yeah. Bruce can do it and not break a sweat. Right. But both of those, man, those are pretty memorable.
Yeah. Yep. You're an a-hole in the crowd.
A-hole
in the crowd.
That is brilliant because you immediately get everybody else in the audience on your side. Again, they're with you
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, Darren.
That's brilliant.
Oh, my God.
AJ, you should end your comedy
you really
shows with that.
You're an A-hole in the crowd. I may write that up.
Bill in Westbrook.
So we're up in Hartford. I forget the name of the place. The outdoor place. Xfinity, maybe. I don't know what it's called.
It was probably Meadows back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going up there, and we're Skinner fans, right? So, you know, we're buying tickets so we can see Skinner. The only other issue was that Kid Rock playing with him. And I guess Skinner was the top billing because they were the second band. And one of the guys with us looked almost exactly like Kid Rock. So we're over and partying, tailgating, and all the girls are coming over. We're having a great time. Go into the show, and the place is going nuts. He does that Alabama song, you know, so he's got his rap going. Everybody's going crazy. Yeah. Skinner comes out, half the audience leaves. And he stands there and he goes, "That's it. We're never doing this again. We're never doing this again. I'm done with this shit." And we're like,
done with his
wow.
ass, yes.
Done with his crap.
Yes.
He lost his shit, and I don't blame him.
Lost his stuff.
Lost his poop.
Right.
He acted like he was in line at Disney.
He lost his dung.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
For Disney World.
Yeah, I unfortunately met Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I'm such a huge fan. It wasn't a great meeting.
No.
And,
no, it was not.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't know what they were going through that day.
It's true.
But when you add all the stories together, maybe there's something to it.
It's a long stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what happened was the tickets, obviously, majority sold for Kid Rock, not Skinner.
That's what it sounds like.
Yep, maybe we left.
Yeah, so they hit the road, and they went out partying in Hartford, and the rest of us stayed there watching Skinner, and Skinner wasn't in a good mood.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know.
But listen, I saw them 30 times, and they've been fantastic.
Exactly right.
Yep.
All right, Bill. Thank you, man.
Hey, man. We'll see y'all.
Big Chris.
Hey, guys. So, good morning. I'm in Harvard Civic Center. I'm watching Rick James, and it's July 3rd, back in 1982.
Rick James.
Wow.
That's cool.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
You have no idea what's going to happen.
Rick James.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
So, yeah. These schmucks start throwing M80s towards the stage.
Oh, boy.
So Rick absolutely loses it. He goes, "You know, if you effing a-holes don't stop this, I'm going to go in the green room. I already got your money in my MFing pocket. So stop this stuff." He walks off the stage. He comes back out with these 2 8-foot joints rolling. He's got them on rollers. And he starts singing, "I'm in love with Mary Jane." And the crowd lost it. We never had a problem tonight.
That's great.
No, I mean, Rick James is like, you know, when he gets mad, I mean,
all just bad things can happen.
Seriously, right? Because he's a super freak like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Super freaking, yeah.
But M80 is very dangerous, so I don't blame him.
No one should ever bring an M80 to a concert.
That's stupid.
Never. Should
That's
not be in your pocket.
Stupid.
Don't bring it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
How do you get in with that, even?
Right. Different time. Yeah. All right, Chris. Thank you, man.
Yeah, what do you can see?
Let's see. We got an Iron Maiden. We got a Rascal Flatts. We got an Axl Rose. We got a Van Halen.
Axl Rose.
I'm just going to go Rascal Flatts. That's so out of left field. It's got to be nuts.
Axl Rose, Mike in Harmington.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
To start off with, us Philly boys absolutely hate Journey. Thanks for making me sit through that song.
Sorry.
All right, so Aerosmith's Permanent Vacation Tour, I think it was 1982, some piece of crap band called Guns N' Roses was opening for them. And we're sitting by the ramp of the Philadelphia Spectrum watching all the band members going, and some guy starts a fight with the Philadelphia police. About 30 cops come swarming on horses and in cars. They take this guy away. Well, it turns out it was Axl Rose.
Oops.
And when they finally released
him. Back then, he weighed like a pound.
Yeah, he was A-hole Rose back then.
Yeah, when they finally released him, he got on stage and spent his entire 45 minutes screaming about the Philadelphia police. So not only does Journey suck in Philadelphia, so does Guns N' Roses.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the thing with Axl. He will go up there if he's in a bad mood, and he'll tell you all about it.
For several minutes.
Yeah. Oh,
about
yeah.
the band, about the other bands.
Right, right.
Yep.
Is
yep.
that why he's always like yep. hours
and that
late?
Was, that was Steve Tyler's first attempt at a sober tour, so he had no tolerance for that.
That was the wrong band to bring with you.
Seriously.
If you wanted to be on a sober tour.
Right. They were a medicine cabinet.
Yeah. It was cool seeing the Philadelphia Mounted Police jumping over cars on their horses, though.
Wow. That's
a sight.
That's a sight.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was cool.
A 1,000-pound horse flying through the air. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Rascal Flats here. Brian in the truck.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Hey, so I was at my wife and I got VIP tickets to a Rascal Flats concert, and they had a meeting with the band at a time they would do a Q&A session. So they were pulling questions out of a fishbowl. And a lot of the questions were about the lead singer's sexuality, let's say. And one of the questions was, how many boyfriends have you had? And he got really mad, and he said, all the ones you dumped. So then they go out on stage, and they're playing their songs, and the crowd's not really feeling it. So they start playing Don't Stop Believing by Journey, and the crowd went nuts. And they're singing right along. They stop playing. The crowd keeps singing it anyways. So they got mad, and they said, we've been up here singing our hits, you know, and you guys don't care. And then we put on this Journey song, and they started playing it again. The crowd fired right back up. Then they stopped it, and the crowd kept singing it. And they got really mad. There was, like, two raindrops. They canceled the show. They took off, and then come to find out that the policy there at the Xfinity was actually they could wait and see if the rain subsided and then keep playing the concert. But they didn't want to do that. They wanted to take off because they were so mad. At the crowd.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the first thing is someone's got to go through that fishbowl yeah. and get all the bad questions out.
Right.
That's job one.
Right.
You won't know what to do in this Kentucky convenience store bathroom. Let's go to the audio.
Things are really hopping at the Hop Shop in Florence, and the crowd isn't there just to buy gas or snacks. They're curious about the big red buttons in the bathrooms.
When we tell people to go in there and push the button, because a lot of people come out and say, well, I didn't push it because it tells me not to. And we'll say, well, he's winking at you, so we want you to push it.
Hold on. Are you following this so far?
Yeah.
All right. It's a convenience store
yep.
in Kentucky. And if you walk into the bathroom, there's a red button that says, do not push this button. But when you come out, they say, did you push the button? You say, no. They said, don't push the button. They said, well, go in and push the button.
Yep.
I'd be afraid.
No, thank you.
So I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to get some food.
I'm going to leave
in the bathroom.
With, free I'm going to leave with my clothes still on, right?
Yeah. Trap door.
Yeah, what's going to happen? The door closes, the lights go down.
Right.
Robert Someone from one of the Saw movies comes out.
Right. Oh, didn't do that.
It puts the lotion on
skin.
Well,
he's winking at you, so we want you to push it.
So you press the button, and all these lights come on, like disco ball lights.
Yeah.
And music starts.
Yep, becomes discotheque.
One push sets the balls in motion and starts a party in the potty.
You know this is cool.
Woo! Couple things.
So
it's called the disco
lap.
Bathroom.
Right.
And these songs aren't disco songs.
No, they're not. No, you want some like Donna Summer, like your Casey and Sunshine Band. Or
yeah, also, you want
Bee Gees.
My goal, especially in a very public restroom, is to spend as little amount of time as possible in there.
Yes, agreed.
There's no reason for me to be in there with like my mouth open, like, hey, I'm
yeah, really. Right, I'm going to just go in there and poop.
No,
this urine stain floor makes me want to dance.
Yeah. If I'm using your bathroom, it means I have a dire emergency. Otherwise, I'm in the bushes.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
If you're in a convenience store bathroom,
yeah.
No, thank you.
It's an emergency.
I can tell you all the times I've been to a convenience store bathroom, never.
At a gas station / convenience store?
Never.
Well, I've traveled across the country. I've been in them. They're usually not great.
Yeah, no, I like bushes. I'm good.
There's just something about the hate speech written on this stall
yeah.
that makes me want to hear disco.
Right. Well, for a good time, call and music.
Yeah, But to what Phil said, with your mouth open,
yeah,
like you know that air,
there's fecal air.
It's fecal air.
Oh my God, it smells like tinkle.
Ah,
don't want that. Don't want that. Don't need to hear the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
While that's happening.
Plus, someone may not have like gotten the bowl, like you slip on like urine.
Just all bad.
Yeah, your head cracks into the freaking, the concrete.
To AJ's point, though, if you watch the video, when you hit the button, the lights dim. So it's not just the music. Like, it does get dark, so you can't see, like, if there's a wet piece of paper or something.
Right. Yeah.
That's exactly what these creepy bathrooms need, less light.
Right. add a fog machine while we're at it.
The only thing about that, though, I went in there and I was going to drop a deuce, I'd hit that button. Just so no one can
cover the noise,
hear it.
If you go for a pack of fireworks that day, that's a good idea, right? Yeah,
and then they come out and they run out and grab family and run back in the bathroom, it just brings a lot of joy.
There are now 5 hop shops in Northern Kentucky with disco bathrooms, and more to come.
Nice song, isn't it?
They're a viral sensation on social media.
And there's one shot where you see 2 kids, they're probably 8 or 9, and they're in the bathroom, they're dancing with sippy cups.
Oh,
I'm like. No way.
Yeah, great day for a big gulp.
No, you do not bring anything in a bathroom that's going to be touching your mouth.
I'm getting my slice of pizza in here. No.
Whatever happened to playgrounds?
Right?
They have no, let's go to the bathroom at a gas station and hang out.
Yeah. No, thanks.
TikTok star Mr. Grouchy came to this opening, leaving fans flushed with excitement.
It's pretty wild, pretty fun time in there.
It's funny. I love it.
I love reading.
First of all, that was not Mr. Grouchy.
No.
And that sound right after Mr. Grouchy, it sounded like he was dropping a deuce in the toilet.
Yeah, pretty fun time in here.
It's funny. I love it.
I love reading all the comments on social media. Just, again, the cleanest bathrooms, the coolest restroom, because it's unexpected.
A lot of stores wouldn't encourage people to stop just to go to the restroom. But here they believe it's good business to give people a good place to do their business.
After spending time in the bathroom,
dancing in the dark.
Most people. This
guy almost sounds like Chris Hansen.
He does.
Are you a bathroom dancer? Spending time in the bathroom.
Are you a bathroom dancer?
Mr. Grouchy guy, sounds like they invited a predator to this event. Oh, yeah, I loved it in there. Right. It's like, nobody has that experience. I'm sorry.
Right. Mr. Gobbles came in afterwards.
Yeah, you shouldn't be enjoying yourself that much.
Seriously. This man here requests we don't use his name.
Some guy said there was a tug of war that broke out and someone grabbed him by the
wrist. I don't know. They were all holding each other's waists.
That was weird.
After spending time in the bathroom,
in the dark.
Most people also spend some money at the checkout. Alex Hudson of Florence may be the biggest
fan of... Yeah, for wet naps and, like,
Purell
mouthwash.
Alex Hudson of Florence may be the biggest fan of the flashy facilities.
I walk past in this button every time.
She celebrated her 20th birthday by taking her friends to each disco bathroom.
That's it.
Like, you're doing what for your birthday?
Yep,
I'm like,
single.
You heard me correct. I said I'm going to every single hop shop location. It's just a good feeling in any of the bathrooms.
Managers say they know travelers have gone out of their way to boogie in the bathrooms.
We had a 60-year-old lady that went in, and she came out, and she said that was the best day of her life.
Hey, but she didn't press the button.
Yeah. 60 years of life, and that's the best day of your life? Oh, my God.
Hey, it was the best day of my life.
That's right.
Well, you should have walked in there after, and you would have known what she was talking about. It was not the disco bathroom.
Or for somebody else.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.